Welcome everyone, I'm Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 19th episode in this podcast reading series. Christ's writ of habeas corpus has the greatest power of God. The Son of Man will resurrect the souls of the dead into heaven, where they will testify before the Lord on Judgment Day. They will speak the truth of how he was murdered and that he was always just a human being. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 682 through 684 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlowshippubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. It will surely be a blessing to the Lord when all of mankind rejoices in his name. All who praise the Lord in truth and love will receive blessings from God on high. The Son of Man will further prove this case that the true believers of God's eternal truth will number in the millions, even billions, when these lies of paganism are exposed. Truth of Jesus Christ will become known when by this release of these captives he will walk the earth with all of them, and they will listen to him tell God's eternal truth. God is only one and is the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who is eternally in the heavens, will always be with us as Emmanuel. The sons of God are the angels, who are never men. The temple gates within the city of Jerusalem will be unsealed and made open again. God's chosen one, the Messiah, will return, and he will call the righteous unto him. In an unanticipated turn of events, this writ of habeas corpus has great power because it is the Jubilee year on earth when captives will be released from their debts. Glory to the Lord, God Almighty, whose wisdom is infinite. Forever is the Lord's existence throughout the universe. May all creatures everywhere bless Almighty God. I pray that my words today will contain God's wisdom. The Son of Man stands before the Lord on Judgment Day. He is the chosen one whom God made the Christ. He was an innocent victim of Satan's offspring. They possessed men with bloodlust and murder.
The glory of the Lord was stolen from the temple, and its words of wisdom discarded like dead leaves. The pagan kings who believed in sorcery and magic were relieved to find there was no power in the box. The pagan superstitions of an ancient people in Judea had become disproven by another race of pagans. An ancient dynasty corrupted with murder and lies had become overthrown by another one far worse. The future of mankind and the knowledge of God had reached a point of no return without intervention. The watchers were prepared, those holy ones of God, and they selected a virgin pure and loving.
The details of these events have never been told, but it is truth being spoken in the court of God. There may never be a lie spoken before God, who knows all truth forever and ever. I give joy and praise to Almighty God. Blessed is the Lord, whose name is wonderful. The light of this truth, and God will show the way. I will do the will of God, without darkness in my eyes. The Son of Man, who knows his true birthright, and the true details of events so long ago, prepares to call his first witness to the stand. She will tell her story, and it will be the truth.
Excited to be asked by Joseph. I was living life as if in a dream. He was handsome and a strong man too, and my father gave his consent for our betrothal. He paid my father a righteous dowry, and I accepted the offer of his cup of wine. It was late spring. I remember it well. Everything was blooming, and the air was sweet. I could hardly focus on doing my chores, and I fell asleep in the middle of the day. It was on this one afternoon in the spring when the Lord sent to me a vision of an angel.
Mother of Jesus Christ is his first witness, the woman who bore him as a human child. There is no better first witness to call than this one who can tell it all. Well, this concludes episode 19 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was The First Witness. It has been a long time in the waiting on earth that a woman will be allowed her day in court. The first witness for the innocence of Jesus Christ is his mother, the woman who bore him. Who would know better about his true birthright than the woman who gave to him his life? Ignored, rejected, and completely dishonored, Mary is the first to testify before God about how the Roman Catholics have lied about her and falsely accused God of having sinned. Be sure to subscribe for notifications for the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.